In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. So it's my great pleasure to be back at church camp this past week after a six-year gap to finally have the opportunity to attend, to be re-energized in spirit, and maybe hopefully have contributed my share to the kids and staff that were there. This week's theme was Journey to the Joy of Pascha, a focus on the events, the services, the prayers of Holy Week, and the celebration of our Savior's resurrection. It was really a nice theme since during Holy Week itself, during the church year, so much is going on in such a short period. We don't really have the space, the time to unpack and grasp all the things that we're commemorating, all of what actually happened. So today I would like to share just one of our lessons from Camp Week, which is when Jesus washes his disciples' feet on Holy Thursday. Well, the Lord had the Passover supper with his disciples. As we heard, he got up, he removed his own robes, put on the clothes of a slave, in other words, a linen wrap, got on the floor, and began to wash each of his disciples' feet. And Jesus gets to Peter, and Peter's incredulous. He doesn't know what's going on. Why is the Messiah acting like a slave? Why is our Lord acting like a common servant? And Peter says to him, "I will never let you wash my feet." And then Jesus says, "If I don't, you will have no part with me." So then Peter relents, Jesus washes his feet as well, and resumes his place at supper. So we went over this lesson at camp, but it was more than just reading and talking about it. After discussing and after reading, the counselors came into the room with basins of water, and the kids and the counselors actually physically washed each other's feet. Now there were a lot of giggles. There was a lot of shock. There was a lot of sudden chatter. There was a lot of, ew, gross. Now, on one level, the modern foot might be gross. I don't know. But that's nothing compared to a first century foot. Walking dirt paths shared with animals, dust, dead fish, animal droppings, garbage. There was no plumbing. What do you think they did with their chamber pots every morning? That's what was on a first century foot in a city. We told them how fortunate they were to live in 21st century, at least that way. But either way, once we got over the giggles and the ews, the kids did it. I was with the 11th graders. They did it. They washed each other's feet and they took their time to do it. They did it thoroughly. Once they got past the initial shock, they did it, and they did it thoroughly. But what does it mean? What does it mean? Most of us are completely capable of washing our own feet. Even in the first century, people were capable of washing their own feet. So what does it mean to do that? I think we first need to remember again that foot washing was the job of the house slave. When you think of what was clinging to a first century foot, that was for slaves to touch. That was for slaves to wash. But Jesus puts on the garment of a house slave, gets on the floor, and does exactly that for us. God incarnate takes the position of a slave, and he touches what we're made of, he touches what's clinging to us, and he washes the dirt, and he washes the garbage, and he washes the droppings off for us. Why? He does this first to show us the way of service, first to show us the way of humility, first to show us his nature in being a servant because of his love for mankind. God became a man in order to serve, and not in glory, but in humility, to take the role of the lowest of the low, the lowest of the house slave. If there was any chance, that would help even one person find life. Second, it's symbolic of forgiveness. You know, when Jesus and Peter get into that little argument, Jesus says something quite revealing. He says to Peter, "Whoever is bathed needs only to wash his feet." It's symbolic of two mysteries in the church. Bathed refers to baptism. Bathed means being both washed and united to the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And you only need that once. So that's what he's saying to Peter. If you've bathed, then you don't need to bathe again. The foot washing then reveals the mystery of confession, that God will freely and eagerly wash the sins we accumulate as we walk this life. And no matter how dirty, no matter how disgusting our sins may be, if we let him, he will wash. And so secondly, foot washing is symbolic of God's forgiveness. Thirdly, Jesus washing our feet shows welcome. It was a sign of hospitality. Foot washing is what a gracious host would offer any guest coming into their home. When a host has your feet washed, it means one thing. It means you are welcome in my home. The fact that Jesus does the washing himself means everything. He skipped nobody. Jesus even washes Judas's feet. Judas was the thief and the betrayer, but he was still invited and he was still welcomed by the Savior. You know, during the week at camp, I had 11th graders for religion and for question and answers, for Q&A each evening. And during the week, a lot of questions came up, including how God sees people of other religions, how God sees people who are gay, how God sees people who are divorced, how God sees people who have had abortions, how God sees people with physical and mental illnesses and why do they have them, how God sees immigrants, how God sees bullies, what does it mean when people suffer natural disasters? On and on and on. All the questions your average teen thinks about and wonders what it means in God's eyes. And so I kept coming back to the foot washing. Which of those people would Jesus have skipped? You can't imagine Jesus saying, "I'm sorry, you're Muslim. I'm not going to wash your feet. I'm sorry, you're gay. I'm not going to wash your feet. I'm sorry, there's a reason that God sent that hurricane and destroyed your house. You don't get your foot washed today." It would be ridiculous to think like that. To every person, Jesus says, "I am your house slave. I will wash your feet no matter what's on them because you are welcome in my house." Now, Judas had the option to flee and he did. And so do we. But that doesn't negate the invitation. You are welcome in my house. And all of this shows the nature of God himself. But a second and equally important lesson is for us. Jesus said, "If I, then your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet." Meaning you need to enter into the way of service. Meaning that I need to enter into the way of humility. Meaning that I need to forgive the sins of my neighbor that has accumulated on their walk. I mean, think about how stupid it would be for me to mock my neighbor's dirty feet while my own feet are equally disgusting. It means that we welcome in our hearts everyone. Everyone. And yes, I always have to add, sometimes we need boundaries in this world. But our hearts at least have to be open to every human being on the face of the earth. If the Lord welcomes Judas, if the Lord skips no one, then we skip no one either. It was an amazing lesson for the kids at camp. It was a great reminder for me. And I hope it builds up your faith this morning as well. Because when the Lord washes your feet, it means but one thing. It means you are welcome in my home. Amen.